Regardless of where you stand regarding the conflict of Ukraine, it is a fact that with every military conflict, there are innocent victims of that conflict. And we are seeing that in the millions of people that are being displaced from their homes with potentially no home to return to. So for as long as the conflict is going on, I'm including this segment with every one of my podcast episodes, an opportunity for us to take a minute and a moment for those who are suffering because of the conflict. For those of you who wish to participate, please hit the pause button for a moment for a thought or a prayer. There is continued and urgent need for humanitarian assistance. There are many respectable and notable organizations out there, and I am appealing to all of you to provide support in whatever way you are comfortable with. I know that we are all going through difficult times, so even if you're not in a position to make donations, helping to spread the word would be immensely helpful. With the help of some groups that I belong to, I've compiled a list of some organizations that are helping with the current conflict. And you can find this list at www.coyote.com/Ukraine. While it's not a comprehensive list, it does offer us a place to start. Once again, that's coyote.com/Ukraine. Thank you for listening to this. I don't often get involved in causes because there are just too many. But while this conflict might hopefully soon be resolved, the humanitarian need will be ongoing for quite some time. Please find a couple of minutes to see how you can help. And like I said, even if it's just to help spread the word, that would be wonderful and amazing. Thank you.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Coyote Small Business Podcast. I had written something out that I was going to use as a script, and I've recorded it maybe two or three dozen times, and it just didn't come out sounding natural. And so I thought, you know what, I'm just going to come out and just talk from the heart, speak from the heart. Obviously, I'm not a podcaster, so thank you for coming with me on this journey. But what I want to be able to do, and what we want to try and to do here on this podcast, is to talk about things, all elements that pertain to small businesses, things from small, from social media marketing to bookkeeping, and from sales to mental health. And hopefully it will not only be able to provide some information for that will help your small business, but hopefully also that it will build a community that supports small businesses and entrepreneurs. Which means that this community aspect isn't just about the guests that I'll be bringing on and featuring on this podcast, but it extends to you as well. So please let us know if there are any topics that you'd like for us to cover, or if you have some experiences or information that you'd like to share with everyone. Like I said, this is my first podcast, and when it comes to podcasting, I'm a neophyte. It's taking me longer than I'd like to admit. To learn the tools and the software necessary to put this together this far. I'm only scratching the surface. So obviously I'm a complete neophyte. So if you got any tips that might help to make this better and make this a more enjoyable experience, please let me know, because I want to learn as well. This podcast thing is a lot more difficult than what I had initially anticipated. And it gives me a newfound respect and admiration of those who do it on a daily level, and for those hosts on radio stations who do this for a living. I think it's a good idea that I'm going to be bringing on some guests, because I really don't think that you want to hear me drone on and on, especially when other people have stories that they'd like to share as well. So I guess I should tell you guys a little bit about me. My name is Thomas. While I was born in Hong Kong, I came to Toronto when I was one. I went to Boston for university and worked there for a while before coming home to this city that I've grown up in and love. I studied international relations and economics at Boston University's Pardee School of Global Studies. And during this time, I also became the first non-management or communication student to become the president of BU's American Marketing Association. Since then, I've came back to Toronto, worked at an important wholesale company, helping them to do things a little bit differently using marketing and branding strategies. And then in 2014, I think it was, my business partner and I started Coyote Inc. And I gotta say, it's been a real privilege and a joy to be a part of this team. So thank you for putting up with me this far. I hope you'll stick around, and thank you for making us a part of your day. And let's dive in. Let's dive headfirst into this small business rabbit hole together. I know that there will be things that I'll be learning along the way, and I hope that some of the things that we talk about will be pertinent to you and will resonate with you. This is my first episode and introductory episode. Maybe one day I'll re-record an introductory episode, you know, when I get a little bit better at this. But like I said, thank you for joining us. And from the bottom of my heart, I hope you stick around and so that we can grow together.